Welcome to Talking Comics,
episode 1. No, we're supposed to say it synchronized.
118.
Okay, wait, hold on. Since I know the number now.
Welcome to Talking Comics,
episode 118. That was perfect.
That was perfect.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay. So... let's just want to thank Yellowbird Comics for sponsoring this
video
episode.
And Allegra Printing for all your printing needs. Located in Traverse City.
Can we finish Yellowbird first? Yellowbird Comics, located in Fuquay, North Carolina.
Open 7 days a week.
6 days a week.
Six days a week.
Now, Allegra Printing, we just got back from yet again.
Allegra Printing for all your printing needs.
Show your support on Patreon, Substack, sponsor information on our website,
yep.
All the above, and guest info on our website. So if you want to be a guest,
we made
info
some
on
new
there.
Shirts today.
We did.
Yeah, they're great.
We made some Masters of the Universe shirts. I'll show them off.
Yeah.
We'll show a picture. There we go. I'll show a picture.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so check out our website for all the merch and the comic book, The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, oh, God. Da, da, da,
da. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Da, da, da,
da. It's not spooky.
Well.
Anyway.
Do, 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 do.
All right, weekly polls. Let's go over our weekly polls.
You go first.
I will go first.
Wait, how many do you have?
Eight.
Oh.
How many do you have?
Four.
I do two, you do one?
Okay.
All right, well, first I got... I'll just do all of mine.
No.
So first I got the Batman number 163, part of the Hush 2 storyline, apparently. Still going on. Looks pretty cool. All right, and then I got Exquisite Corpses number 13. Ooh.
Pretty.
And then we got Absolute Wonder Woman number 20.
So cool.
Yeah. And then we got Spawn the Dark Ages. This is number 6 of 6. So that's wrapping up.
Wow.
And then we got Battle Beast number 9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dick Tracy number 17. Yeah, Dick Tracy. Love Dick Tracy. Oh, we got Zorro number 1. I was excited to get this. This will be fun. Hopefully a fun read. I was a fan of Zorro as a kid. And then I picked up the one-shot Berserker Light Dawn's Breath. This is a variant cover. But Keanu Reeves, I haven't read any of the Berserker stuff. So this will be my first taste of Berserker. So, and it's a one-shot. So I was like, oh, got to try it. All right, Annika, what did you get this week?
I only got two things. Okay. I got this DNA Harley Quinn number 62 cover. She's dressed as Batman, and her hyenas are like Robin. They're cool.
Very cool.
Just trying not to get a glare. Then I got another cover by... I don't know. Derek Crew, I think. I don't know. I like this one. It's pretty. I like his art style. Everything's so shiny. Then I got another one where she's just spamming this one.
Very cool.
And I got Rogue number 5.
Rogue number 5?
Wow.
Where are those other ones?
I'll go over when you go over that.
When do we go over that?
Mail time.
Mail time? Okay. If you say so.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was our weekly polls. What are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
Probably my Harleen book. I need to finish it. I've had it for like so long.
All right.
Need to finish it.
What are you looking forward to? Or let's see. What am I looking forward to reading? Probably that Berserker. Let's try that out. Catching up on Dick Tracy. That'd be good too. What are you excited about coming out soon?
I don't know what's coming out
soon. You don't
soon.
Know? Okay.
I like to keep it a surprise.
The Digger number 4 is coming out soon.
The Digger. Yes. We need that one. I need it.
The Devil and the Herd comes out next week, I believe. So that'll be fun. What'd you read this week?
I haven't read anything. Because everything that I did read, I read last week. Because we didn't do our episode on the right day.
Right. We did our episode a couple days late.
So.
You didn't read any on the way home.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we are back home from Traverse City.
And I've been, like, busy doing stuff
yesterday. Yep. Well, I've continued reading my Thors, 142 to 147. Let's read 148 tonight, or 248. No. Yeah, 248, right? No.
Don't matter.
Why am I confused? Now I gotta look it up.
Beep, 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 beep.
It'll only take a second.
Doot, doot, doot.
Yeah, doot, 240. Doot. Yeah. I read 248 tonight, so.
Okay.
Yep, moving along through there. Let's see. Did we watch anything? Play any games? We played some, what is the name? Wild Wild Taco.
Yeah.
Played that a couple nights at the hotel. The Lovecraft Love Letter.
Somebody else played Cthulhu Flux.
Cthulhu Flux, yep. We took a few card games with us to play. That was a lot of fun. We didn't really watch anything. Watched a little bit of hockey. Go Hurricanes.
Oh, we watched the new Mutants.
We watched part of the New Mutants.
Yeah, that.
I haven't finished it yet. I've been watching a little bit of the Daredevil Season 2, Born Again Season 2. Jessica Jones showed up.
What was that plane movie we watched?
Red Tails. So, we'll get to that in a minute. Might as well do it now. So, small talk. So, we did, on our way home, stop. So, we went to Traverse City. We had, let's see, so we recorded Friday or Saturday?
Who knows?
I don't remember. I think we recorded Friday. Maybe we recorded Saturday night. I don't remember. We recorded late, but we did our episode. We finished out the con on Sunday, and we ended up selling like 17 books and one print. So the new rotating display for prints did not net any more print sales. So got to figure that one out. Might start carrying shirts with us. Now that we're getting a cool supply of shirts with the He-Man shirt, the Panel Man shirt, the Mighty Thor, Mighty Pete.
Someone did ask us if we had hats.
Yeah.
So.
Who did ask us that? Yeah, we'll see. So I might start carrying some inventory. We'll see. We will see. And then, yeah, so we finished out the con on Sunday. Went over to our friend Chris's for dinner and Kate. Went to their house for dinner.
They have a pet squirrel.
They do. And
two really fluffy, ginormous cats.
Cats, yes.
That I kept clinging to because I'm addicted to fluffy cats.
We got up Monday morning and started to make our way back home. We stopped at this little German town, Frankfurter or something, Michigan. Ate some German food, walked around some shops. Sorry, pretty neat. and then drove to Dayton, Ohio, and had Skyline Chili for dinner. And then we got up. Why are we yawning on this episode?
And I'm like,
stop it.
You yawn first.
I know, but stop
it. So then it makes me yawn, and then stop.
It's in the middle of the afternoon, and we're yawning. This is crazy.
The middle? Oh, wait, the middle of the afternoon.
So then we got up the next day, and we went to the National Museum of the Air Force, which was totally amazing. I have my Memphis Belle shirt on. I got a Memphis Belle t-shirt, B-17, because they have the Memphis Belle there. I've seen the Memphis Belle before in 1998 when it was in Memphis on Mud Island. Then they've since moved it, restored it, and moved it to the Air Force Museum. But they had so many cool planes, B-1s, B-2, F-117s, Stealth Fighter, F-22, YF-23. Man, so many cool airplanes. I nerded out over all the airplanes. They had an X-Wing and a TIE Fighter, which was cool. What?
Keep talking.
Keep talking?
No, not really. No. Okay, wait.
She got a little bored walking around that place. Air Force Ones, you could walk through. They had like three different Air Force One models. That was pretty cool. Yeah, so it was a really cool place. I really enjoyed it. We spent like 3 hours walking around there. And then we ended up driving all the way home. Got home late. So, we were able to go to the comic shop.
Stop.
Oh, Jesus. I was able to go to the comic shop. We were able to go to the comic shop today.
I haven't been in like such a long time. So yep. I'm finally back at it.
It's now summertime, so you get to go with me. And yeah, so we got to do that. The museum was awesome. That was fun. And yeah, so. All right. So what else did you get this week? Mail time, which is not mail time.
No, we're going to do something before that.
What are we doing before that?
Me interviewing you. Remember that episode where I interviewed you?
Vaguely.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do that again.
Okay.
That's going to be our section before mail time.
Okay.
Every day.
It's not on my script.
Well, it's on mine because I added it in my head, okay?
Okay.
So I have a pen. I may be a pen. Oh, I do.
Oh, look at that.
That's not... Okay. So today's subject is interviewing for a job.
Trying to tell me something?
No. Just... interviewing for a job, okay?
Okay.
So, why would you want to apply for this position?
What position am I applying for?
To be a pilot or something.
To be a pilot.
Yeah.
Because I like airplanes.
Okay. What's your history with them?
I got a private pilot's license in 2004.
Okay.
I was the quickest in that flight school's history to... with time to solo. So I soloed with like less than 7 hours of flight time.
Okay. So your salary will be $0 an hour. Just a heads up. We do not supply the planes or the hangars. Or the runway, or the airport, or anything. So that's all coming out of your bank account. We're just here to, like, get it on your resume.
All right. So I don't know if I'll take that job or not. But
you have to because you applied, and I'm forcing you to.
Oh, okay. So I get to fly an airplane for $0 that you don't supply.
Or actually, you can't fly the airplane because you don't have the airplane because we don't supply the airplane because that airplane is coming out of your...
So what is my job?
To fly airplanes.
That don't exist?
They will exist. They do exist. They just aren't owned in your name. Right the second.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that out.
We get them custom name. They can get your name on the plane.
Oh, sweet.
For an additional $18,000 a month.
Jesus. All right. Guess what time it is?
Question time.
Question time.
No,
question
it's mail time.
Question. Oh, yeah, mail time.
You got so excited.
I did. All right, where'd you get those?
Okay, so a long time ago, I went to the Dollar Tree, and they had some Harley Quinn comics, so I got them all. Yeah. That's it.
We'll show them off.
Oh, yeah. So I got Harley Quinn number one. Not that. This Harley Quinn.
Very cool.
Yeah. Then I got Harley Quinn and Power Girl number one. It's Harley Quinn Power Girl, not Harley Quinn and Power Girl. And then I got the Batman Scooby-Doo series starring Harley Quinn.
Very cool. The only other item that I picked up this week, because it was really cheap, I got it for like 60% off, maybe more. But I've been wanting to try one of these blockies.
Blinkies.
Whatever. So I picked up the Bumblebee blockie to give that a try. See if I like putting those together. So we'll see. All right. Now guess what time it is.
Question time. Do 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 do.
Question time.
Yeah.
All right, we're doing Dick Tracy.
That was instrumental. No. Instrument.
It was beautiful. All right, so I've got, I've got 10 trivia questions and 10 real fake Dick Tracy villain names. So are these real villain names or are these made up villain names?
Let's go.
Number one.
Wait, is Dick Tracy DC or Marvel?
Either.
Okay.
It's own thing. Prune Face. Is that a real villain?
Fake.
That is a real villain. Flat Top.
Fake.
It is real. Blank Slate.
Fake.
Correct. That one is fake. The Brow.
Real.
The one is real. Skullfinger.
Fake.
That one's real. Iron Jaw.
Fake.
Real. Mr. Midnight.
Fake.
That is correct. That one was fake. Little Face.
Real.
That one was real. Chrome Claw.
Why would they have a chrome claw and like a finger, dude? Was he fake? So this one has to be real.
Goldfinger was real.
So this one has to be fake.
All right, so you're saying Chrome Claw's fake.
Yes.
That is fake. Breathless Mahoney. Breathless.
What is Mahoney?
It's her name.
Her name? Does it specify her? It's real.
It is real. Breathless Mahoney. All right. Now, these are going to be some trivia questions that are going to be probably really hard for you.
Multiple choice.
I don't have
please,
multiple choice.
Please. We can't be friends anymore.
Who created Dick Tracy?
Bob Steven.
That is incorrect. Chester Gould. This one's easy. What color is Dick Tracy's
yellow
French trench coat?
Yellow.
What futuristic gadget is Dick Tracy best known for using?
Magnifying glass.
No. Come on, a futuristic object that he uses.
Glasses.
It's on his watch.
A time machine?
No.
He
has a two-way wrist radio on his watch.
Okay.
I know it's not futuristic now because we have those devices, but back in the 40s or 30s, what year did Dick Tracy first appear?
1984.
1931.
That's close enough.
What is the name of Dick Tracy's longtime girlfriend and later wife?
Wifey. Two. I don't know.
Tess Trueheart.
Okay.
Which 1990 actor played Dick Tracy in the movie adaptation?
Steve Goodman.
No. Warren Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
You might get this one. Okay. What famous pop star played Breathless Mahoney in the 1990 movie? Starts with an M.
Mahoney?
Well, which pop star played Breathless
Sabrina Mahoney? Carpenter.
Starts with an M.
Oh. Wait, can you go back to the previous question?
No.
Why? Wait, hold on.
It was Warren Beatty. It's not on there.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Yes, it is. So, what was
which famous pop star? Who was the famous pop star in the 90s?
Marilyn Monroe.
No, she was dead by then.
Wait, no, hold on. Hold on.
Come on.
Hold on. Can you say the question again?
What famous pop star played Breathless Mahoney in the 1990 movie?
What did it start with?
An M.
Ma.
Yeah? Ma?
Marone.
Madonna.
Madonna. Oh, wait, what?
What kind of story is Dick Tracy mostly known for?
Dick Tracy.
Well, yeah, but what kind of stories are there?
Like investigation.
Yeah, detective stories. I'll give you that one. Which villain had a face that looked like a squashed flat?
A flat face.
Flat top.
Yeah, that did. Flat top.
Yeah. What newspaper format made Dick Tracy famous?
A what? Rephrase that? Say it again.
What newspaper format did Dick Tracy famous originally? What made Dick Tracy famous?
Dick Tracy number one in the newspaper, no. Something like that.
Newspaper comic strips.
Oh.
All right. This is an interesting this or that this week. So it's basically Dick Tracy versus Batman in a lot of these. So it's pretty cool. All right. So go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Dick Tracy or Batman?
Dick Tracy. I figured.
Two-way wrist radio or bat signal?
The wrist radio.
Comic strips or comic books?
Comic books.
Correct. Yellow trench coat or black cape?
Yellow trench coat.
Classic villains or modern rogues?
I'm going to go modern rogue.
Correct. Detective stories or superhero stories?
I like the detective stories. Wrong.
Black and white comics or full color comics?
Full color.
Correct. 1990 movie or original comic?
1990 movie.
Crime fighting solo or with a team?
With a team.
Prune face or flat top?
Flat top.
Correct. So let me do some calculations real quick, and then I'll be on to your job interview where I'll see if you passed or not, okay? Okay. So 5, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. I got 50%.
Hey, that's not what the final score was. So minus 500, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Plus 4, negative 495.
No, you got negative 496 because you only got 4 right.
Dang.
And the rest are wrong. And the wrong is 100 and the right is 1.
You're funny. Well, so you're going to finish this interview? What?
Oh, yes. So you had to get a 1,000 to, you had to get every single question correct, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You had to get a 10 or an 8. You had to at least get a 5.
So I didn't get the job?
For this to be correct. So you have to, so this is your resume,
so
right?
So did I get the job?
No. So this is your, no, that's not what it said. So this is your resume right here. See, there's nothing on it. That's why you failed. So.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Well, there you go.
Goodbye.
Well, this has been another great episode of Talking Comics.
Free hugs.
She's wearing a Free Hugs Chucky shirt. I'm wearing a Memphis Belle shirt. So go view your history. And we'll see you next time on Talking Comics.
Free hugs. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for listening to Talking Comics Podcast, powered by Aquadio Media, helping creators make waves.